Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. In a world marked by uncertainty, challenges, and adversity, the Christian call to rejoice always stands as a paradoxical and profound invitation. Rooted in the teachings of the Bible, this directive challenges believers to maintain a spirit of joy and gratitude, not contingent upon favorable circumstances, but anchored in an unwavering trust in God. You see, the concept of rejoicing always is not a dismissal of the hardships that life presents. Rather, it is an acknowledgement that, as Christians, our source of joy transcends the temporal struggles of this world. In today's message titled, Rejoicing Always in This World of Troubles, we delve into the principles and practices that guide believers in their pursuit of rejoicing always, examining the role of faith, prayer, and perspective in cultivating a resilient and joyous spirit amid life's inevitable troubles.
Every day is a good day. It really is. Even when you are facing challenges, it's still a good day. We just rejoice and thank the Lord. You know, the book of Psalms 118 verse 24 says that this is the day the Lord has made for us to rejoice and be glad in it. He didn't make it for us to be sad and depressed. Not at all. It's a day the Lord has made and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. He did not make it for us to worry and be afraid and anxious. The word of God commands us to rejoice always. In the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16, it says rejoice always. You see, the word rejoice is a verb. A verb is a doing word. So it's describing the action of a person or a thing. So the command to rejoice always is a command to act, to do something, to make a choice. And so not just sit and just think it will happen automatically. You got to act, my friend. The word always literally means at all times, every time, irrespective of what is happening, at all times you should rejoice. That's what the Bible is saying. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16, rejoice always. In the beginning of Psalms chapter 34, the Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. You see? So it's just a continuous thing. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. So we need to rejoice all the time. We need to cheer up. We need to be happy. We need to praise the Lord. You see, most people view emotions such as joy as reactions to what is happening to them. No one wants to be miserable. People don't just wake up in the morning and pray for depression. But very few people take any responsibility for the way they feel. They think feelings are just automatic responses to what is happening around us or what is happening to them. That's not so. People can choose how they feel. Godly emotions are based on what Christ has already done, regardless of what is happening in the physical world. Otherwise, the word of God would have been unreasonable to command us to rejoice always. Oh yes, we live in a fallen world and bad things happen even to good people. We all know that. If emotions were just our physiological responses to problems or the lack thereof, then there is no way we could keep this command for us to rejoice always. But emotions are actions based on our choices. We can choose. If we choose to focus on what Christ has done for us, then we can rejoice in spite of our circumstances. We can rejoice in spite of our situations. We can rejoice in spite of our environment. This is not a suggestion. It's a command. It says rejoice always. Again, the Holy Spirit speaking through Apostle Paul said in Philippians chapter 4 verse 4 that rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Philippians 4 verse 4. For me, I believe the reason he repeated this is because when he said rejoice in the Lord always, people would have thought, well, he can't mean always. And so he says again, I am saying rejoice. So in effect, I am saying and I'm letting you know that I am saying exactly what I want to say. We are supposed to rejoice in the Lord always. We are supposed to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. That's what the Bible says. We are supposed to bless the Lord at all times. We can tell your maturity level by your praise level and your thankfulness level. We can see whether you are matured in the Lord or not. Because some people will praise God only when things are going well. And when things look bad, they don't want to praise God. And that is immaturity, my friend. People think that's not so. If something bad happens to you, something is wrong with you if you are just sitting there and acting like you are praising God. But that shouldn't be the case. And let me tell you this, if you are a Christian and you have decided to really live this new creation life, because if anyone is in Christ, it's a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, everything is new. So if you have decided to live this new creation life, and live by faith and enjoy all the things that we have in Christ, then let me just tell you ahead of time, there's going to be times when it seems like everything is going wrong. And notice the phrase I use. It seems like, it doesn't mean it's actually happening, but it seems like everything is going wrong. We preach faith, we preach victory, we preach overcoming life. And these are absolute truths regardless of what we are experiencing. But we cannot pretend that there are not going to be troubles ahead of time. It doesn't do anybody good if we think that, oh, everything is well. Even if it is not well, it is well anyway. God does not want us to live a false life. Jesus came talking about life and the reality of life, living a life that would show that we have a good relationship, vibrant relationship with God who is alive and powerful. And he wants us to live those victorious lives. But things happen in life and we cannot just go through them and don't acknowledge that they are happening. But irrespective of all these things, we can still rejoice in the Lord always. I want you to know that if you have things in your life that seem like they are going wrong, or you are in a situation where it seems like everything is going in the opposite direction, let me assure you that it does not necessarily mean that you are defeated. It doesn't mean there is no way out. It does not mean that you are not going to make it. It doesn't mean that you might as well quit because things are not going well. It doesn't mean that you have committed the unpardonable sin. It does not mean that you have got a demon or that you have missed God's will. It could be any of these, but it might not be any of those things as well. For example, Joseph was somebody who was in the very center of God's will. But it seemed like everything that was happening in his life was going in the wrong direction. My friend, yes, we know we live in a fallen world, but we can still rejoice at all times. We need to understand that this is part of our life as we are here on planet Earth. It's part of things we will actually experience. It presents a problem when these things happen to those of us determined to live for God and to live by his word. It's a challenge to exercise what God has breathed on the inside of us. But don't get confused. God has not changed at all. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His word is true and is your final authority. Don't give up. Live by faith and not by sight. John chapter 16 verse 33, Jesus speaking, he said, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you may have peace. in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So Jesus is saying, these things I have spoken to you that in me, notice that it says in me, not in you, but in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. In other words, you will have trouble, but be of good cheer, rejoice. That means that do not be saddened. I have overcome the world. Hate it or not, no one is exempt from this promise. We know all the promises of God are in Christ and are yes and amen. This statement probably shocked those who heard it from the lips of Jesus. I'm sure when they heard it, they said, well, hang on a minute, this life, there will be trouble, but cheer up. You see, this statement probably shocked them. I believe so. You may say, wait a minute, I don't like that promise. I hate that promise. What do you mean in the world you will have trouble? And that's exactly what Jesus said. He said that in this life there will be troubles. So can we just throw that away because I'm just trying to isolate myself from any kind of problems and any kind of troubles? I just want to just put myself in my little faith bubble and no trouble coming near me. No, you can't. Jesus said, no, in the world you will have troubles. If you are a human being, if you are alive in this world, you are going to have trouble. That's what Jesus is saying. We are going to have adverse situations. They are going to come against you. But he says, be of good cheer. Do not let your heart be troubled. Why? Because I have overcome the world. And how's that going to help you and me? His overcoming victory is what he gave to us. Hallelujah. Bible says in 1 John chapter 4 verse 4 that he who is in you is greater than the one out there. The enemy who is coming against you, God has put his spirit in you who is greater than what they are planning to do to you. The life of God that's in you is greater than what's trying to come against you, my friend. So Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. The way people react to trouble shows me that this is where people are living. Their hearts are troubled. It's where many are living. It's their day to day. And we have to decide, am I going to fear? Am I going to come to this place where I'm living in fear, where I'm living in anxiety? Or can I really be of good cheer? Or can I really rejoice in the Lord? Yes, it is really possible for me to live in my day to day, as Psalm 118 talks about that I quoted earlier on, that this is the day the Lord has made. We shall all rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. So it's a day the Lord has made for us to rejoice. Is it really possible for me to be of good cheer? Well, if it wasn't, Jesus wouldn't have told us to do it. He said, be of good cheer, irrespective of all these troubles. Rejoice in the Lord. He is saying this not for us to do in our own strength, because he has given us the grace or ability to be able to live life in this kind of way. So he says, I have overcome the world, and my victory is your victory. My overcoming I am giving to you so that you can overcome. And how do you overcome? By the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. That's where we overcome. So my friend, we come into agreement with the finished works of Jesus and we apply them, we believe them, we receive them in our lives, and we are transformed from the inside out. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may say, preacher man, you don't know what is happening to me. You don't know my situation. You don't know my circumstances. And my answer is that we can rejoice and praise God through anything. Even if we are going through bad marriage or even divorce. I am not saying that marriage isn't important, but I'm saying if you look at things in the light of eternity, even if you are having problems in your marriage, you could praise God and say, thank you, Jesus, that in heaven they don't marry nor are given in marriage. This is just temporary. It's just passing away. Thank you, Lord. If you are struggling financially, and I believe God wants to bless us financially, but you could rejoice and say that in heaven I have got a mansion waiting for me and streets of gold. You could rejoice over that. You can rejoice over anything if you look at things in the light of eternity. So my friend, there is something, there is always something that you can praise God for, that you can rejoice in the Lord for at any situation. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I'm saying it again to let you know that I mean exactly what I said. Rejoice always, because I have overcome the world. He has given us his victory. Yes, you can live. Look at things in the light of eternity. And I tell you, nothing will bring depression and anxiety to you. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, then you don't have this ability to rejoice at all times in this troubled world. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.